The Gemara says in Daf Nun Amud Aleph that Amaycher Avdei Pasuk Yimishir Shem Shenu Shloshim Yom. So it's a Shaila Legabei the Din of Yom Yomayim, if they have a Din Yom Yomayim or not. And the Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amud Nun Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosi Yom Shneim Yeshlam B'Din Yom Yomayim. They both have the Din of Yom Yomayim applied to them. Zem Neshu Ta'achtav, Zem Neshu Kaspei, Mesapka Yikin Abeskin Neguftami, Yilavkin Neguftami, Besapkin Nefashas Lahakol. So we have a Shaila, how to be Magda Yikin and Paris, if it's Kin Neguftami or not. Do they both have a Din Yom Yomayim or not? And being the Besapkin Nefashas Lahakol, we Paskin Lakulo, that both of them would not get killed. Both of them, we're going to be Mekel, that they have a Din of Yom or Yomayim. Now the Rashbam says in the Ramaschal Shneim Yeshlam, he says a Peturin, the Safik Nevashas, the Bailim Shiku, Uminarig Mam Lahakal, the Nafklam, Mibashafdeh, Bitsilaydas, is like the Rashbam. How do we know that we say Safik Nevashas Lahakal? We learn it from the Pasuk of Mishafdeh, Bitsilaydah, that there's a special din to try to be look for a schos when it comes to Dina Nevashas. Tysus over here asks on the Rashbam, he says, as a Pella, why do you need to come on to the Pasuk of Veshafdeh, Bitsilaydah, to tell me that? Suffering of Ashlakal, he says, Vainira, the Blah Vachinami Lakata Misfaka, the Fila Mamani Lamafkina Misfaka. In fact, I says, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that you don't kill me Suffolk. Even Mammon, you're not Maitzi Misafik. So if you're not Maitzi Mammon Misafik, Avadi, you're not going to kill me Suffolk. Why does the Rosh Bam need to come out to the din of Shafta Eda Mitzilu Eda? So in fact, I says, now, the Chayat Taisis is a Pelik. The Achayat Masa Lachaman over asks that there's no right for Mammon. By Mammon, the reason we're not Maitzi Misafik is because there's a din chesis mammon, you're muksik in your mammon. If you're muksik in the mammon, you have a chesis mammon, so we're not Maitzi Misafik. Mashenki by nefashis, where there's no muksik of chazak, you're not muksik in yourself, there's no chesis mammon. So about it, you could be Maitzi Misafik. So how could you be medame mammonist to nefashis? And the truth is that the Shmaitza wants to be mechadish, it is a muksik of cheskas haguf, that a person is muksik begufay, just like you're muksik in your mammon. And lefi that, the kasha b'miyosha, because a person is muksik begufa, in the same way you can't take away mammon from the muksik, you can't take away a person's guf if he's muksik in his guf. Now, l'chari, that's not so pashut to answer this kasha, because even if you say that a person is muksik begufa, it's still not the same as mammon, because when it comes to the shayla mammonist, the din is, could I take the mammon away from you or not? I want to take something away from you if you're muksik, so that says we live by and we can't take it away. By nefashis, we're not really trying to take something away from you. It's not the entire between two people that I want your guf and you want your guf. And the question is, who's muchzik? It's a shayla, do you have a chiyamisa on you? The chiyamisa on you is a question of what's your din? What is, did you do in this, or it's, which is mechayv yamisa or not? So if it's a shayla on the chiyamisa, an einish, not a shayla on taking something away from you, so the pasha says, even if you are muchzik, begufay, but the chazaka won't help because the chazaka is not speaking to the din that we have, and that's whether you're mechayv yamisa or not. So it's not so pasha to use that to answer Taisus. But Reb Ruven has a famous chiddush which he says in Siman Ches to answer this kasha on Taisus, and he wants to say that by mammon, we're not only not mitzi mammon when you're a muchzik. There are cases when you're not a muchzik and we're still not mitzi mammon. Let's say cases of mitzi aveda and similar cases where you don't have an official cheskes mammon, but yet we're not mitzi the mammon from you because you're toughest. You have a tefisa. If you're toughest in the mammon, we don't take it away from you, and that is something. But then if you leave it where it is, it's a status quo, even though you don't have a positive cheskes mammon. And that's what Taisa means to say, that just like by mammon, we won't be mitzi from you, even when you're not a muchzik, because we leave it where it is, we don't have a right to take it away from its status quo, if we don't have a raya to do that. So hudin by nefashis, kal v'chaimer, for sure we're not going to take it away from the status quo if we don't have a raya, if it's a suffix. So that's the raya that Taisa is bringing, not from a case of cheskes mammon, but from a case when a person is toughest by mammonai, and then a taka would be a good sushtel to suffering nefashis.